This is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. From Hope for Each Day, Billy Graham gives us this writing entitled, God with Us. Citing Isaiah 7, verse 14, Behold, the virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and shall call his name Emmanuel. And Billy Graham writes, I never come to Christmas without thinking of the thousands of people who are lonely and troubled at this time of year. I have had psychiatrists tell me their schedules are overloaded with people who find the Christmas season almost more than they can bear because of their loneliness and isolation. Christmas is God's reminder that we are not alone. God revealed in the life, death, and resurrection of Jesus a reconciling love that rescues us from separation and loneliness. We are not alone. God has come down from heaven to tell us he loves us. At this Christmas season, you can be assured that Jesus Christ is here. He is here to give us hope, to forgive our sins, to give us a new song, to impart faith, and to heal our spiritual wounds, if only we will let him. The Christmas message has not changed after 2,000 years. Christmas still reminds us that Christ is with us. If you are lonely this Christmas, welcome Christ into your life. Then ask him to help you to reach out to someone else who is lonely and show that person his love. Psalms now by Leslie Brandt. Psalm 81 and 82. Our great God has heard our cry, and he is speaking to his church today. He reminds us that he is the God of our world, the God who piloted his people through history, who regards his church with love and concern. He would remind us that he freed us from sin's burden and guilt, that he responded to our pleas for deliverance and was present with us in the trials and conflicts of our lives. He would remind us of the many times we neglected to listen to him and how he had to allow us to hurt ourselves because we stubbornly chose our own course. He reiterates his promise to meet our needs and to enrich our lives as we rely on him for grace and strength. He diagnoses our sickness even today and points us to his purpose for our existence. We have become complacent in our structures and institutions. We have been subtly diverted from his will and purposes in our world. We have selfishly interpreted his word to fit our schemes and carry out our intents. We have clutched at God to pacify and sustain us, even while we remain insensitive to the suffering world around us. Now God is speaking again, in judgment as well as with promise. He is reaching out to restore us to himself and to renew our vision for his world. How long will you ignore my oppressed and dispossessed children, their cries for liberty and justice? Our God is saying to the church. Why do people go hungry around you while you abound in gifts from my hand? You are my children and my servants, my representatives in a fractured world. I can reach those sick, needy, loveless, and lonely creatures only through you. This is the reason I have given you so much, that you may share it with others. Help us, O God, to return to your purposes for your church, to recognize all your creatures as your subjects, to remember that the world belongs to you. May your great love and grace flood our lives and overflow to touch with healing the lives of every one of your children. You are in our world, O God. May we serve you here by ministering to the needs of those around us.
Thank you.
Jesus Calling by Sarah Young. I am King of Kings and Lord of Lords, dwelling in dazzlingly bright light. I am also your shepherd, companion, and friend, the one who never lets go of your hand. Worship me in my holy majesty. Come close to me and rest in my presence. You need me both as God and as man. Only my incarnation on that first long-ago Christmas could fulfill your neediness. Since I went to such extreme measures to save you from your sins, you can be assured that I will graciously give you all you need. Nurture well your trust in me as Savior, Lord, and friend. I have held back nothing in my provision for you. I have even deigned to live within you. Rejoice in all that I have done for you, and my light will shine through you into the world. 1 Timothy 6, verses 15 and 16. Which God will bring about in his own time. God, the blessed and only ruler, the King of Kings and Lord of Lords, who alone is immortal and who lives in unapproachable light, whom no one has seen or can see. To him be honor and might forever. Amen. Psalm 95, verses 6 through 7. Come, let us bow down in worship. Let us kneel before the Lord our Maker. For he is our God, and we are the people of his pasture, the flock under his care. Romans 8, verse 32. He who did not spare his own son, but gave him up for us all, how will he not also, along with him, graciously give us all things? And 2 Peter 1, verse 19. And we have the word of the prophets made more certain, and you will do well to pay attention to it, as to a light shining in a dark place, until the day dawns and the morning star rises in your hearts.
Thank you.
From A Diary of Private Prayer by John Bailey. Holy Father, from whom alone all good proceedeth, let the Christian graces of faith, hope, and charity be every day more firmly established within me. O God, I believe that thou rulest all things in wisdom and in righteousness, that thou hast called me to be thy loyal servant, that thou dost rightfully demand of me complete subservience to thy will, that in Jesus Christ thou hast shown me a way of salvation, whereby I may be delivered from my sins, that if I truly repent, thou art willing to pardon and save me. O God, I hope for the continuance of thy daily mercies, for the lessening of sin's hold upon my will, for my growth in grace and in true holiness from day to day, for a more perfect holiness when earthly days are done, for a day when I shall know even as also I am known. O God, I love thee, who thyself art love, who in love didst create me, and in love dost still preserve me, who didst so love me as to send thy Son to suffer and to die, that I might live with thee, who has commanded me to show my love to thee by loving my neighbor for thy sake. Help thou mine unbelief, O God. Give me greater patience in my hope, and make me more constant in my love. In loving, let me believe, and in believing, let me love. And in loving and in believing, let me hope for a more perfect love and a more unwavering faith, through Jesus Christ my Lord. Amen.